What do we do with the silence that holds more than words ever could? The silence after the argument. The silence after loss. The silence that feels less like peace and more like a scream with no sound. Welcome back to Numbness Paralysis. I am Olga Costa. Today, we step into the space between words, the silence that trauma teaches us to carry. Silence that protects, but also silences us. At family gatherings, I'd stay quiet. My body screamed with stories I could never tell, so I smiled and passed the bread instead. When my partner asked, "What's wrong?" I said, "Nothing," because the truth was too heavy and silence felt safer. And in my own life, silence was how grief first found me. When I returned home months after my father's death, no one had told me he was gone. I walked into a silence so heavy it swallowed the room. No words, no goodbye, just absence. And sometimes, silence still feels like that, like a wound I can speak into. Silence is not emptiness, it's a survival strategy. Neuroscience tells us that trauma often pushes the nervous system into shutdown mode, the dorsal vagal response. This is when the body goes still, frozen, conserving energy. Words become impossible. The throat tightens. The brain says, "Don't speak, don't move, stay safe." But over time, that protective silence becomes isolating. It keeps us from connecting, from grieving, from healing. Silence carries grief. The things never said, the apologies never heard, the conversations cut short by death, by distance, or by fear. That's why silence feels so loud. It isn't empty, it's crowded with unsaid things. And sometimes, breaking silence means breaking open grief. Think of silence like a seal box. At first, it feels safe to keep it closed. You tuck away the pain, the memory, the unspoken truth. But the box gets heavier. The longer you carry it, the more it drags on your arms, your chest, your breath. Healing doesn't mean spilling everything at once. It means learning you don't have to carry the box alone. Let's look at our SWOT moment. Strength. Silence gave you safety when words were impossible. Weakness. Silence can harden into distance, making you feel unsafe, unseen. Opportunity. You can learn to give your silence language through voice, through heart, through presence. Threat. If silence rules your life, connection and intimacy become harder to reach. Ask yourself gently, what silence am I carrying that longs to be spoken? Tools for meeting silence with compassion. First, whisper instead of speak. If words feel impossible, start with a whisper, alone in a safe room. Whispering can unlock the throat without overwhelming you. Second, write what can't be said. Journaling, poetry, or even a single word on a page can give silence a voice. Third, grief letters. Write a letter to someone you lost, or someone who hurt you, that you'll never send. The letter is not for them, it's for you. Fourth, co-regulation through presence. Sometimes the safest way to break silence is not with words, but with someone who simply sits beside you, breathing with you. Fifth, therapeutic voice work. Gently humming, singing softly, or even reading aloud to yourself can reawaken the voice that trauma muted. Silence is not failure. Silence is the body's way of holding what felt unspeakable. But you are not trapped in it forever. You can open the box. You can let grief breathe. you can find words. Slowly, softly, safely. Your silence carries weight, but you are not meant to carry it alone. In episode 15, we will explore the body remembers what the mind forgets, how trauma is stored in our muscles, posture, and breath, and how grief often resurfaces through the body. Until then, stay safe, stay soft, and stay curious.